Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Do you want me to introduce the documents? Yes, of course. So, in cooperation with our federal colleagues of the agency, the Federal Agency for Mobility and Transport, the last meeting they asked me to do communication related to the revision of the guidelines. And the committee asked to provide, to submit a communication. So our federal colleagues submitted the documents, that is an informal document that you have found online. So I will read this document. It's because it's only provided in English. So, Belgium has transmitted the following comments related to the draft second revision of the guidelines to resolution number 40, prepared by the informal working group on recreational navigation, as given below. So the scope of application envisaged by resolution number 40 is clear and limited to the following groups: their own nationals and residents, or the nationals of any North American country, or any country that is not a member of the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe. Belgium has the opinion that an extension of the scope of application cannot be done through the guidelines to resolution number 40. In case the working party, SC3, WP3, agrees that the scope of application should be extended, this should be done by amending the resolution itself. As referred to in paragraph 30 of the draft second revision of the guidelines to resolution number 40, this extension of the scope of application could lead to issues related to the recognition of the international certificate for operators of pleasure crafts, as some countries do not allow their nationals and residents to evidence their competence with a certificate issued in another country. It is unclear what is envisaged when it is stated in the draft second revision of the guidelines that the resolution may be applied more widely than was envisaged. It is necessary to have a clear view on the need for this proposed extension of the scope of application, the cases which are intended by this proposal, together with the advantages, disadvantages and risks. Belgium considers this as a fundamental question and supposes that an explanatory note from the informal working group on recreational navigation addressing those issues could help to clarify this issue at the next session of SC3 WP3. Thank you very much.